Christian perfection. We are taking for granted that you believe in Christian perfection. It is our privilege to be perfect Christians. The Bible unmistakably teaches this. But we may not know in just what Christian perfection consists. At this time, we shall speak of only one thing, a perfection in one virtue. It is perfect patience. The Apostle prays that we might be strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience. Colossians 1:11. Notice the small word, all. Then James says, "But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." James 1:4. It appears from these words that we are not perfect, except patience has her perfect work, and neither are we entire. If a wheel in a watch is bent out of its proper shape, the watch is not perfect. If patience does not have her perfect work in us, we are not perfect. If all the wheels in the watch are perfect, but one small wheel is missing, then the watch is not entire. If patience does not have her perfect work in us, we are not entire, neither perfect nor entire. Now, we are to give every text their proper meaning. This text does not say that we are not to have our patience tried, but it does say that when it is tried, to let it have its perfect work. If we will do this, it will work the beauty of perfect holiness in our lives. There are two forms or acts of patience. These are very closely associated and spring from the same source, yet they do not affect us just the same. One of the works of patience is to wait for some desired thing without discouragement. Now this means everything. We believe that many people do not get answers to their prayers because they do not wait long enough. They get discouraged and cease to expect or hope. Another form or work of patience is to suffer without murmuring. To wait for something we greatly desire without becoming discouraged and to endure suffering of any kind without complaining requires a Christian fortitude and strength that is not possessed by everyone, but it is the privilege of all. Young Christians should develop in this virtue. You will find at least three especial ways for the exercise of patience, and you will frequently be called upon for this exercise. The first is the exercise of patience toward others. Very few people, if thrown into close contact with each other, do not become more or less a trial to each other. Seldom do we find two people who, if thrown into close contact with each other, do not become more or less a trial to each other. Very few brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, but what are some trial to each other betimes? This is no sin, but it is an opportunity for the development of patience. Another exercise for patience is toward yourself. You may become impatient with yourself because you are not becoming more patient. You should not grow impatient with yourself because you do not arrive at perfect patience in a week or month or year. Let me tell you now, dear young folks, that perfection of character is not formed in a day. If your progress is slow, be patient with yourself. Real, true spiritual progress, as a rule, does not make much showing in a week or month. Maybe at the end of the year you can see you have made some gains. Rapid progress is not usually the firmer, nobler, finer quality. The third exercise of patience is toward God. Be patient with God. You say, you never get impatient with God. Do not be too sure of this. Do you sometimes get tried because you do not see results? Don't you sometimes become tempted to hurry the Lord up a little? Are you not sometimes tempted to think your especial work is moving too slowly? Be careful in this, that you do not get a little impatient with God. Wait on Him with patience.